This is Rick Heffelbauer with Washington County, Utah State University Extension. So I think one of the things that would be important for people to do this time of year, particularly in southwest Utah where I'm located, is to do some soil testing. The reason I think the soil test is important this time of year, this would be particularly for people who have a brand new garden, or maybe they've moved to a new home or a location where they haven't gardened before. The soil test can tell them, give them basically kind of a bench line of what their soil is like, maybe what it's lacking. A salt test is an important one, and it can be very effective because so many of our soils down in this part of the state are high in salt, and that can be very restrictive as far as what you can grow. Another thing that people probably would want to think about doing late February and into early March would be putting down a pre-emergent herbicide. Pre-emergents are very effective against things like crabgrass, other annual grasses, and certain broadleaf weeds that would come up just as soon as the soil begins to warm. So one more thing that we might cover today would be what to plant in your garden coming up soon. Because, again, the Washington County area warms so quickly, we've already had days in the 60s. It's not too early to plant some of our, what we call our cool season vegetables. These would be things like onions, peas, spinach, kale, chard, possibly even lettuce. And then our frost date would be April 1. So we would want to wait at least till April 1st to plant tender vegetables. These would be things like tomatoes and peppers. This is Rick Heffelbauer, a horticulture agent for Utah State University located in Washington County.